the holy cave. Settle into a comfortable position. Close and relax your eyes, your shoulders, your jaw, and your hands. Soften your belly. Notice your breath. Take a few deep breaths, feeling your belly and ribcage expand, pausing at the top, then allowing tension in your body to release as you exhale. Place your attention in your heart center. Now raise your inner eye to the space between your eyebrows and rest your gaze here at the sixth chakra. Find yourself standing before a door. This is the door that leads into your inner sanctuary. Take a moment to notice the shape and framing of the door. Notice the texture of the door. Notice the handle or the knob that you will use to open the door. Now reach out and open the door and step through it into a modest cottage. This one-room cottage is naturally light and is simply furnished with everything you need for comfort. There's a peaceful feeling in the room, and the natural light is coming from windows that look out onto a natural landscape. Take a walk around the room, and be aware that this cottage is completely yours and matches your needs and preferences perfectly. Notice where you might sit or lie down. If there is a wood stove or a fireplace, perhaps there is a table to sit at. As you return to this space in the future, more details will emerge. Now notice that there is a second door in the cottage, and let yourself be drawn to it, but don't open it yet. This door may be solid, or it may be windowed. This door will lead you outside and into your personal landscape. This landscape is rich with beauty and life, and can fulfill your every need for connection and harmony with nature and your source. Open the door now and step outside, where you find that your cottage sits atop a small knoll, providing you with a view of a small valley surrounded by wooded hills. This valley is set apart from the rest of the world, and the wooded hills provide a natural barrier protecting the peace and privacy of your sanctuary from outside influences. Feel the sun on your face. Feel the air as it brushes against your hair and skin. Look to your right and left, and notice your surroundings. Notice now that before you are stone steps leading down to a grassy meadow at the foot of the knoll you're standing on. Approach these steps now and look down at your bare feet. Watch your feet as they slowly take each step down toward the meadow. One, two, 3, 4, 5, 6. You're now standing in the meadow. Feel your feet in the grass. The cool earth supporting and nourishing your body. Take a few steps further into the meadow and kneel. Then lie down on your stomach, feeling the cool touch of the earth under your belly. Place your forehead on the earth and whisper to the ground, "Thank you. I love you." Rise up again to standing and notice that you hear the sound of water burbling. Look around and find the source of this sound, a spring-fed stream. Walk toward it and find an easy access point where you can step down onto a sandy patch on the edge of the stream. Notice your surroundings. Look along the banks of the stream and notice the trees and stones. Notice if you can smell the combination of water and earth. See if you can sense the origin of this water, bubbling up from the holy spring upstream from where you stand. Now look down at your feet, at the edge of the water, and step forward into the stream so that the water is running across the tops of your feet and around your ankles. Feel the coolness and the movement of the water. See how crystal clear and pure this water is. You can see the beautiful stones of the stream bed. Notice that in the middle of the stream, there are large, smooth stones that are a perfect fit for your body to lie on, submerging just enough to be safely covered by the gentle current of the water. Move forward now to lie on these stones, submerging your body in the pure, clear, sacred waters, your feet pointing downstream so that the current can cleanse you. Allow the moving water to dissolve and carry away your fears. Let the water carry away your judgments, your pain, your grief, your doubt, your worry, and your anger. The water is dissolving blockages that keep you stuck, dissolving any resistance or resentment that you may be holding on to. Feel all the toxins and stagnant energy flowing off of your hands and feet, fingertips and toes, washing downstream to become compost for nature to recycle. Now rise up from the water and make your way back to the bank of the stream. Before you leave this holy stream, bend down and place your hand in the water, blessing it with your love and appreciation. Feel the sun and gentle breeze against your skin. Feel the cleansed energy pulsing in your body. Today, you're going to visit the Holy Cave, which is set in the hillside a little distance from where you stand. Feel the deep, still energy of the cave beckoning you, and turn in its direction. Walk a little distance until you come to the entrance of the cave. When you arrive at this entrance, pause and take a few moments to notice the details of its exterior and surroundings. Is the entrance to the cave wide and welcoming, or is it small and narrow, perhaps overgrown with foliage? Notice any trees, bushes, boulders, or stones that frame this entrance. Notice the ground in front of the cave. Is it well trod by years of use, or is there just a single path leading to the opening? Notice if you can hear the sound of the holy spring and stream nearby. Notice if you smell the earth and greenery. Now take a few steps into the cave and feel the temperature drop. Let your eyes adjust to the dark. Smell the damp earth. Take a few steps deeper into the cave, remembering that this space is here for you alone and contains only what will benefit you. With your eyes adjusted to the dark, look around and see if there is a place that is beckoning you to sit. Perhaps it is directly on the earth. Perhaps it is on a smooth stone. Or perhaps there is a cushion or a mat for your comfort. Notice how far you are from the cave's entrance. And notice if there is any light coming in from that opening. Sit now in this place and drop into the stillness of the cave. Close your inner eye and let the velvety dark embrace you. Feel yourself surrender to the holy I don't know, turning all of your efforting, grasping, doing over to the source of all being, where it will be transformed into ease, grace, fulfillment, and supply. Feel the infinite and eternal energy of the Holy Mother permeating the sacred cave. Feel yourself relax deeper and allow yourself to be loved and fulfilled by simply being. Thank you. With your inner voice, say or think, I am the I Am Presence. I am that I am. I am the I Am Presence. I am that I am. I am the I Am Presence. I am that I am. It's time to begin making your way back to the world. Open your inner eye and rise, making your way back to the entrance of the cave. When you're at the opening of the cave, reach your hand out and touch the earth and beam your gratitude and appreciation for this space, which is always here for you when you need stillness, comfort, and peace. It's time now to return to the secular world. Return to the meadow, where you pause to lift your arms up to the heavens in gratitude and appreciation. Bring your hands back down into a namaste position and bow to the earth, offering your gratitude and appreciation for this precious personal landscape and to nature, which is ever present for you and nurtures you in infinite ways. Turn to the steps leading up the knoll towards your cottage. Begin to take the steps upward and into awareness of the current moment. 6, 5, 4, feeling more and more present in this room and aware of your body as you ascend the steps. 3, 2, 1. Knowing that you can return to your inner sanctuary whenever you desire. Blessed be.